Good fach. This is actually, I have marked off as the first parasha that we did a year ago in the new series. So by my marking, we're holding on page 161, the Ramban, of what's included in Bekoil. So it says Hashem be'as Avram Bekoil, and the question is, what exactly is Bekoil? So first, Eben Ezra, it says, Berach Savron Bakoil, Va'erech Yomim, Va'oyshe Bekovet Ubonim, V'zukol Chemdas Adam. So Bakoil means everything that a person could possibly want. You know, Lemaisi had been living long, he was wealthy, he was Nesir Lakim, he had children. V'dorash, Shebitoi Hoysesh Ma Bakoil, the Chazal that say that he had Dora named Bakoil, Tzorch Lahoysev Beis Mesharis. It should have said Bibekol. In other words, if her name was Bekol, so, and he blessed her with Kol, so it's Bibekol. The Eben Ezra here is tongue-in-cheek. In other words, basically, he's very unhappy with Kedarko, with the drushes and so on. The Ramban says, this is the first piece of Ramban, Vizgat causes a loymaker a sholim Bekol, so he says, the Pashup Shad Nepasik is similar to Eben Ezra, that he had everything but he needed to see a Shidduch for his son, and that's what was happening. And now he goes back, and now he goes to the Drasha of Chazal. Or Rabbi Seinu was an Inyan Nifla. Omru, they said, Hashem has Avram Bakoil, Rabbi Meir Oymish Lohisoli Bas, Yudas is Bas Hoysoli. Because he couldn't marry her off. And so on. Rabbi Yehuda said he had a daughter that even that wasn't missing. So now he's going to explain this nekud over here. What does it mean? He says, "Ube'emesh she'ena kavona la'cherim v'machloikas them Rabbi Yehuda lo'idias on Hashem Abbas as I spoke about." It can't be that the pshat is Chazal. This is the nekud that he wanted to tell us, was what her name happened to be. It's not one of the in Yanim, determining whether a Chazal is to be understood Kipshuta or not, is whether it makes sense Kipshuta. I mean, why in the world is it important to be Muramis, thus the name of his daughter? It doesn't have any significance, and not that. And about another Taina. Usually Chazal amplify what the Pasuk says. So the Pasuk says he has this amount, Chazal say is more and more and more. Here, it says Hashem blessed Avram with everything, which seems to be the thrust of the Pasuk. That definitely seems to be the Pasuk is saying how much Birkas Hashem there was. And Chazal will say, no, it doesn't mean he had everything. It means he had a daughter who named Bekol. It's almost hefech, the being oike, the thrust of the Pasuk. So he says, certainly that's not what it means. The Acherim have a tremendous, they were megalotos, a tremendously deep inyan. It's one of the Seidus HaTorah. V'omru ki bekoil tirmos al inyan gadol. So this is the general klal. Ramchal says this in his Maimon and Agadas, that Chazal needed in line with the halacha that the chelik of Torah that is soid, that is not meant to be open, needs to be given over in a hidden way. So that's why Nevi'im Lamashal speaking in Chidois, like the Rambam says in Mora, in the beginning of Mora, and Chazal went with that same halach. We don't talk about things that are not supposed to be spoken about openly, and we hide it in something. And one of the ways to hide it is in something like this, where it's kind of a little game of a bear some call. And over here we have a teichen that needs to be understood and dashed. For Amru, ki bekoil termos ian gadol vehu sheyesh lakadosh baruch hu mida tikare koil. There's a mida vakadosh baruch hu called koil. Mipnei shehi yesod hakol. The reason it's called koil is because it's the yesod of everything. The word yesod here, he's kind of being meram is something. We'll speak in a minute. Uba ne'mar anoichi Hashem oise koil. Vehu ne'mar v'yisin eretz bekoil hu. Yoimar ki yisin ha'eretz v'toiv ha'gdoila ha'shafei ha'kol ba'olam v'avur ki bekoil hi. V'hi hamida Ashminis miyud gimomidis. So he says it's meramis to one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is called koil. Let's discuss a little bit and understand what it is that we're talking about. The Kadmonim gave us an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis. They called it Midas, Spheres, whatever you want to call them. And one of the places where they showed us where the Psukim HaMeram is, is in the Pasuk L'chasha Magdulo Vagvur Vatefes V'hitz V'ahoyd Kichoyl Bashmayim V'aretz L'chasha Mamam Locha. So the Pasuk lists 10 things, 7 things, Gdulo Gvur Tefes Netzach, and so on. It didn't stam list a bunch of things, but these things are divisions, categories of Hashpoz and Hagas. And one of those categories and divisions, so is, it finishes, where Hashem has Gedula and Gevura and Teferes and Netzach, Bahoid. And then it says, Kichoyl Bashmayim V'aretz. Be'etzem, everything is Shmayim V'aretz. And then a new pasuk called L'cha Hashem Amam Locha. So the understanding that the Kadmoini gave us is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many hanhagas and midos, and then he has a mida that puts them all together in a package and passes on to another entity, which is mamlocha. So let's translate in words that we could relate to easily. I come along and I say, so-and-so is a tremendous leader. He's got in himself wisdom and kindness and care and justice and fairness and so on and so forth. And you can see it on his people. You can see in his nation, this is what they look like. We speak about a Rav. This Rav is tremendous. He has this is Milas, and you see it on his Talmidim. So that is what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many midas and milas. And then we say L'chasha Mamlocha. The Mamlocha is the world that is now, has now the shape and the tzura as a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamlocha, Malchus, however you want to call it, is a mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he expresses himself in a different context, in a world that's wise and kind and everything and all those midas toibis is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have 6 midas and then 1 mida of which is separate, L'chasha Mamlocha. It's the Talmidim that bear a stamp of their Rav. It's a country that bears the stamp of their Melech and so on. In order, so all the midas, the milas and midas toivus that the mashpia has, the cap is the mida of being mashpia. The ability to be mashpia, it requires being able to sum up your entire self and then pass it on to the next instance, which is the people that you're passing on to. So you have the milest and the midos of the mashpia, you have the koyach hashpa, and then you have the mushpoim, three identifiable stages. That midah of being mashpia has in itself two, the etzem midah of being mashpia has in itself two critical components. One is the ability to incorporate my entire self into it, and the ability to transfer it over to the other. So Lamarshall, if my different personalities, so let's say I'm this fantastic mashpia that is also wise, also kind, also this, also that. If I can't put it together and my mushpa sees only one side of it, he's not going to get all the sides. So I need to be able to put it all together, and then I need to be able to transfer it. On a physical beings, this is the aver of Hailada. The zera of a person has in itself the entirety of the person, whereas the Marshall cells, the liver cells or the lung cells, at that stage, they make only liver cells, only lung cells. They potentially could possibly have anything, but it's all locked down. The only thing that's functioning is the ability to make liver cells or lung cells or whatever it is. The cells of the zera include all active genes. In other words, every gene in that cell is going to produce liver cells and lung cells and heart cells and muscle cells, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So the zera that I have has in itself all the chalakim together. The only cell in the body where all the chalakim are as active as could be. And then I have a koyach to be mischabed to my mushpa and give over whatever it is. That's the identifiable parts of mashpia. Ki choyl b'shamayim v'aretz means ki choyl, everything b'shamayim that's b'shamayim can come down to aretz. It's the midah that's kolel everything. Kol is a midah. It's not a count, like how much money do you have? $1, $2, $10, $100. Koil means entirety as a holistic unit, not just as a piece-by-piece item. So the Rabban says, b'choil is an inyan gadol. So whatever the Pasuk uses in this sense, koil, anoich Hashem oisek koil, doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made a lot of things, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the entirety. So the word koil would more closely mean entirety than everything. And that's why it's Yisoid HaKoyl. The Smid is called from Yisoid. Hard for me to believe that the Ramban is not hinting at it, not sort of teasing us with it. Because the Aretz is the Mashpia in this world, so an apple tree has only apples and it can give a lot of apples, but it's not going to give cherries, and cherries doesn't give a lot of cherries, but no pears. The Aretz gives everything because the Aretz is Bakoilhi. And this is the Midah Shminis, Yud Gimel Midas. So depending on where you're counting from, include two other midas like Chochmah Bina, whatever it is. Bas Netzalamimenu. And then there's a midah called that is a daughter of this midah. He's referring to this malchus they were talking about. Ubo Maningasakol. Vihi Beistinoi Shalakash Brochanus Mils Vashem Bechomokom. It's the world, the physical world, so to speak, the sum total of the physical world that is Zelu Maseta it. Vihi Shenikris Kala Besevish Hashim. This midah of the female, so in this farm as they use human bodies, the human form as parallel to the Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, they speak of the Yesod as being the element of the male, Malchus the element of the female. It's the female counterpart that can absorb everything the male will give. And that is midah of Malchus, Lumas, the midah of Yesod. And that's why it's called Kala. It's the Lashon Nekeva of Koil. ועבור שקלולו מן הכל. והיא שחכם מכאן עם שמו כנסס ישראל במוקם רבים, ועבור שכנוס הכל. כלל ישראל is called כנסס ישראל, because it has, it includes everything. Kones means to include, to round up everything. והמיד הזה יסיס לאברהם כבס, כי הוא איש חסד ויסנאיג בזו. ולקחו מאחרים, כי הנה הברוך הזה שנסברס בכל רמזה של הולד בס מסר אישתו שלא הולד. We're not talking about the Mida, you know, if he had a daughter, didn't have a daughter. אבל היא רמזס עניין גודל שברך עושה במידה שבתריך מידה סקויל. ולכן תקרו גם היא קויל, כלא שכשמי בקיר בוי. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this Mida of Koil, a Bakoil, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is absorbs the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagis and is Mashpiat. V'hinu mevorech b'shamayim v'aretz k'achomo b'ashem l'kei ha'shamayim k'aretz. Again, a remez to k'choil b'shamayim v'aretz. The chibur of Shamayim and Aretz is this Mida of Koil. ואין הזה נמצא בסינו ברומוס בגודס במוקם בקוימס רבים. ומי שפירו many times mentioned that most avarim of a person are double. We have two nostrils, two eyes, two ears, v'chulu v'chulu. The two avarim that are in the middle and not two, is the mouth and the aver of Hailada. And the reason is because whenever you mashpia, you have to be able to bring everything to one point. So if I need to say something, if I need to articulate an idea, I need to be able to encompass the entire idea with my words. I have to give up a curl. So hashpa on a more cerebral level is the koyach haper. Hashpah on a physical level is the Koyach Hailada, and both of them are the only Ivarim really that are one, they're centered, they're in the center one, because the nature of Hashpah is it needs Koyel, and that's what it can be Hashpia. V'yin hazeh nimtza b'seinu, Romos b'agodes v'koymes rabin. K'inyin sh'omru b'medrash chazis, sh'ol reb sh'mi'choy sh'abalaz reb yoysi, efter sh'shamata me'vicha, Mao Bator Shatala Imoy Amalehen Amaleh Amale Marshall Melach Shaiste Basihida Vahoya Mechaba Yosemidai Lakaris a Biti Lozoza Mechaba Chakaris a Hoisi Lozoza Mechaba Chakaris a Imi Kach Bitchila Hiva Kachbrach is a soul of the Koran Biti Adorich Siv Shimi Basiri Vlozoz Mechavan Achakara Hoisi שנאמר פיסלה חויסר היוסי, ולא יזוז מחוון עד שקורן אימי, שנאמר הקשיב אליי אמי ולאומי, לאימי כסיב. עמד רב שימן בן חוי ונושקה רוישי, עמד לילו ליבוסי על השמוע הזה אדם ומפי חודאי. So this is kind of very, very veiled. It's not clear what it means. Now, what's his kesher bechal over here? It's a very, you know, it's a very beautiful chazal, but what's its kesha? So, I think, you know, if we're talking about chiba, you know, it's hard to measure the difference between biti, choisi, imi. If you're talking about getting from somebody, in other words, the progression is from Imi you get everything, from Achoisi you get something, and Biti are more of a Noisin than a Makabo. I think that's possibly what he means. I don't know really what he bets and wants at Sushal over here, unless the Rimazim is that there's an Akuda of a Bas, and Klal Yisrael is at first round called Biti, and he's telling it to the Bas of Akur. I don't know. Now he goes back to the previous point. You know, he's going back to that with Chazal. Umevu hazeh b'medrash Hashem nechunyim min hakana omru b'pasik anoich Hashem oise koil noite shemayim levadi roi ka'aretz me'iti. So it says, Ani Hashem, I Hashem, oise koil. I made koil. I made everything. Ani kishnatati ilazel ishtasher boy kol ha'olam. Berakati boy ha'koil. Bekaras yishmoy koil. Shakoil toli boy. Bakol vimene yoitze. Bakol sichloi uboy tsevel mechakim. Shampoch nishamis. The vade yisik shasiso yisab leigo lov malach lema nikadamti lecho. So gambeis rakati artsi. Shavon Shabonatati Vishrashti Ilze, Samatim Yachav, Samatim Esmishilisoize, Akan. So the Loshness Chazal is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tree called Ilon, Koil. In other words, it's Ki'ilu, there's a Nekuda of Sheirish for Koil. And that's what he's saying over here. I was Neitea, something in this world that is the Sheirish of everything. Let me add one more point, I guess. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world could have been Hashem is Echad, and this world is many pieces. But there's nothing in this world that includes, there's no meat in this world to include all the pieces. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added to this world a Nekuda, a Koil, where you're able to dehair everything from its Sheirish, and b'meila, everything becomes one. It's just like, let me give a mashal in a very different way, but it's still the same. By, you know, Beis HaMikdash is called Teltel Piyos, Tel Shakoil Poinim Elov. It's the mound that everything focuses on. In other words, in this world, even in this world, we have a Nekuda that everything can focus on. We say Vayevayka Yom Echad. It means there was one day in the world when Hashem was Echad. Therefore, everything else can refocus on that Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a Sheirish of Echad in this world as well, so that all the pieces have a point that they can crystallize around. They can come together. They can converge at a certain point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us the toiv that he gave us this midah, and that's the shechina. The chesiv asher nasa chachm l'shleimoy, v'zoch avim avram, l'chesiv zer avram oyavi, v'kav shom tadia, u'mehechro yisabas l'avram, hein the chesiv asher nasa chachm l'shleimoy, l'chesiv kar nikom v'shmei kwa nebarosiv, hei brocha yisabitoy, oylo yisabitoy, l'imoy hein bita hoysa. So, he says over here the same nekuda in this medrash of Chulin HaKana, that this midah of koil is a midah that's preserved for Klal Yisrael. It's the shechina of Klal Yisrael. In other words, shechina means that we have the ability to bring down a lekus into this world. The only way that can happen is if you can put together the pieces in a way that all the pieces together are they sort of are kli kibble for Shechina. You can't have Ashras HaShechina on any one piece. It's like a circuit, like an electric circuit. If all the pieces are not in place, there's no electricity. So if electricity flows, I know there's no break in any place. It's something which is all, together. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us through Ashras HaShechina. Ashras HaShechina is the gift that's possible because everything in the world can come together for that. And then he says, let's see the last piece. V'im tov mashkasaf, you can say what I say, teida maima noshem arurois. There's a parasha in Yirmiyah, an incredible parasha. It says that there were these ladies, like he calls them Noshim Aruros. the cursed women, that they felt that you know, they saw that things are going downhill, and they said, you know, ever since we stopped worshiping our desire the way it should be, we don't have it anymore. Like very very far from the ladies that so he says, "Umin oz chadalnu lekata lemalchus shemayim." Or in the pasuk it should be Malach Hashemayim, Chasarnu Koil. We are missing everything. So Lemaisa, it basically, I think what he's Miram is as follows. The Rambam says that, so last week, the Rambam says that Avodah Zarah did not stop. There are many stages. And one of those stages is that the actual hashpah into the Bria comes through Malachim, Malachim, different celestial beings, and there's an inyan to worship them. There's an inyan to be mesechus to them. So just like Lamashal, if you have the government made a decision to allocate XYZ funding to schools, if you want to get it, you also have to work with the guy dispensing it, actually, whoever's in charge of the school district or whatever it is. There's something to be said, and in the enlightened countries where you shmear people to get things done, besides shmearing the big person, you shmear whoever is your immediate person. So the Malchus Shemayim, in other words, it's being meramez that this Bechina, that they weren't flagrant, you know, Avodah Zara, they were saying, we've skipped a step. We're not, this chelik of Hashpah, the Mashpiyim of the Bria, is what we haven't been Mesiachas to. I think that's what he means. Many things you begin to understand once you're saying this is said. Now it lashes out very strong against Ibn Ezra. It's one of the times when he gets very annoyed with Ibn Ezra, when Ibn Ezra speaks against Chazal and makes light of them, because he didn't have this the key to understanding these things. So he says, "V'ilu yoda zem is hada b'seidoisav." So the Ibn Ezra also occasionally speaks about sodos. He and his sodos are in the nature of more philosophical sodos, akin to the Rambam. But when it comes to parsha like this, just there's no way, it doesn't have any way to dash in it. And so it's not Ibn Ezra's thing, and if that's as it kind of says, it's this Josh Chazal far from Shav. So he says, "V'ilu yodazem esar." Says if this one who's proud of his sodos would understand what I wrote, "Til lamnas fasim haldigav asenu," he would have shut his mouth and not poked fun at Chazal, because Ibn Ezra's words are tongue in cheek. Well, lachen kasavti zed. And Ramban says, "You know, I've really gone out on a limb." He doesn't usually dash in such kabbalic inyanim. This is really quite a lot even for Ramban. Liskor pia doivimat sadikim asak. I wanted to shut up the people from the people who are who open a mouth and speak against Chazal. I wanted to shut them up. That's what he wants to. Okay, Al Kapanim. Any points? Any questions? Answers? Whatever. A few minutes.
I just wanted to. I spoke to some people that didn't, I don't know, some, not everyone realized that we're learning out of a collection that's actually in a safer. I put the link to the safer on the website. It's got on sale now if anyone.
Okay, right. It's for Yesodei HaTorah. I had marked off that we had done last year, the first part. I think it's the first parasha that had marked off. And so. Okay. Any points, any questions, anything?
I'm sorry, what was Avraham Avinu's connection to this Midah?
So he says that Avraham Avinu was able also to be mashpia at all. In other words, his world of chesed wasn't a personal midah taiva. He also had the koyach to take his entire metzias and be mashpia it. So that's I think what he's trying to say about Avram, that Avram was able to take, and that's why he was a mashpia. He was able to take his midas and milas and bring it forward. Even though Avram's personal midah was only chesed, that's why it's a limited hashpa. He was, as a nefesh asasso b'charan, but it dissipated. It wasn't until Yaakov who really included all the nekudas that you had a permanent fixture Klal Yisrael. But Avram was a mashpia. And to be mashpia, you have to be able to take your entire person and somehow transfer it over. Okay.
Ask the Rebbe a general question about what Rebbe was saying at the very end, but Ibn Ezra.
Yeah.
When we see the Ramban say a comment like this, what's our general siachsus to Ibn Ezra supposed to be? Meaning the person would develop a discomfort, person sees Ibn Ezra make a comment about Chazal, in the back of your mind, always wondering, what would the Ramban say about this? What's the general approach to learning Ibn Ezra when you see a few comments like this throughout the Ramban?
So first of all, like all good, the first thing is the Ramban learned the entire Chumash of Ibn Ezra. He's Messiachis Ibn Ezra. Just like he asked, what would the Ravid say about the Rambam? He has the sharpest comments. The sharpness of the comments are, that's the nature of these things. And you see he's a Siachis Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is one of his most quoted Sfarim, and he sees him as a starting point. The understanding is that there is a world of pshat, and therefore the Avinez is important. He does give pshat. There are questions about where exactly, in other words, how much is pshat not mesiach the chazal, but becholif. Avinez had his shita, so Avinez stands as a model for pshat. The Avinez also gives us ideas that, in the sense, without a Masoret of Kabbalah, there are still many deep ideas that he's meramis to, and this and not to learn. And in this world, we have the Masoret of Kabbalah, and Ramban is very strong about it. Everything has its place, and so on. But very clearly, the Ramban holds a Dibon and Ikrim. He quotes Rashi, he quotes Ibn Ezra, and once in a while the Rambam, more Nevuchim, but not that much, that's the high regard that he holds him in. Yeah. You have to be able to understand this. The role of the Ibn Ezra is seen as a massive pshat and dikduk. He's seen as in profound ideas in very terse words, but in the places where he's sort of, he might be understood to be making light of Chazal. I mean, as the Ramban felt very strong that, that's the part that we're not kairos.
To make specific points, this is beyond what I could.
Yeah, this is an area, this is built on, it's because the Avinez did not have a Masoret Kabbalah that this Medrash seems like Medrash Pliya. And that's why he speaks like that. Okay. It's not like that. We have a Masoret. But, you learn, I mean, you would see some of the things that Hasidim and Misnag, the Gdoyler, both of them wrote on each other. Today, we I'm not aware of anyone who doesn't take from both. And, they had a machlokes and they had sharp words to say about certain things, and that's that. I don't know. It's...
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Good. A good fach.
Good.
Just figure out, I'll leave me, okay.